This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Here's a little-known fact about this radio program. In all our 25 years on the air, there's only one segment that's been on each and every broadcast. It's that 45 seconds or so that comes after I say, but first, let's do the numbers. Numbers are obviously everywhere in business and economic journalism. You kind of can't get away from them, but you can get intimidated by them, or bored sometimes, dare I say. And it's not just stocks and bonds either. So after 25 years on the radio, we've put together a live show on stage and in person about the numbers we've come to know and love so well. We call it, in fact, How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Numbers. This week, we're going to air some of the stories from those shows, stories that cut through a bit of that numbers confusion.
You see them every day.
GDP.
Gosh, I don't know.
It's inflation. What is it?
What does credit mean to you?
We premiered, if you will, 6 weeks ago in Washington, D.C. at WAMU. And one of our guests that night was Jim Bankoff, the CEO of Vox Media, a growing company in an industry where the numbers are distinctly against you. Welcome to the program. Really good to have you.
Thanks. Great to be here.
I'm going to go way out on a limb and guess that you are not interested especially in GDP or jobs or any of that stuff, and that the numbers that matter most to you come from ComScore, which tells you how many clicks and hits you're getting on your
ComScore sites. Is definitely one of the many metric sites we look at for sure. ComScore reports monthly. We have metric services that report in real time, so we can literally look at a dashboard and just be obsessed with what's going on, who's looking at our content, how many people at any given moment.
Economists out there, if you had real-time data on the American economy, would your head explode? Yes? Right? Because your head would explode if you had that.
You can get sucked into that.
Is there such a thing, then, as too many numbers? Can you have too much data?
Absolutely. We like to say, we tell our people, our journalists, our storytellers, that they should be data-informed as opposed to data-driven. So we want them to be cognizant of the numbers. We want them to know who's reading the site, how many people. But they can't make all their decisions based on that, because ultimately it's their job to both use their training, their instinct, their skills and talent, and then combine that with the numbers to come out with a great product.
How important, how interested are you in having people understand the metrics and the numbers by which you do your job?
We make money by growing our metrics, and those metrics are largely transparent, and we make a lot of them transparent. So for instance, and you all use the web, you can go to your favorite website and you can see how many people shared your favorite article on Facebook or on Twitter.
Right.
A lot of these metrics are now transparent, and we're making them more and more transparent. And of course, our ratings, in our case, our ComScore numbers, are transparent to our advertisers, too.
Right. So. Two things about that. Number one, hit us up on Twitter. And number two, related, how wound up should I be about the number of Twitter followers I have?
Well, I know that you have more than at Bankoff, so at least for now.
Wait, let me look. Hold on. Where are we now? Okay.
No, you know, I think you're doing just fine, and I'm sure you'll be better after tonight.
Well, so you are widely seen, you, Vox Media, and some of the sites you run are widely seen as leading, as being on the cutting edge of the technology of digital journalism. When did you know that you had to figure out a way to manipulate those numbers and crunch the data that way?
Well, it's interesting. You know, we tend to think of all industries right now as being transformed by technology.
Yeah.
You cover this all, energy, education, healthcare. Well, media is being changed by technology too, yet media seems to be one of the slower industries to react.
And say that again, man. Say that again.
Media tends to be one.
Speaking into my microphone. Yeah.
And so we figured early on, well, all these other industries are being transformed. Why shouldn't media be transformed? And yes, the numbers bore it out. We were able to produce content more efficiently in a more targeted way. But for Vox Media, we, again, use technology to assist the storytelling and assist the consumption, not replace it, not supplant it.
Where do you go from here? Do you just keep growing with using the metrics that you have and using the numbers that you have and the methodology of data journalism?
We're happy with where we are. You know, last year in 2013, we were the fastest growing media company in the ComScore 100, in the top 100 sites. We like our approach of technology-driven storytelling. And yes, you have to keep using the numbers. You have to inform the people who create the stuff. You have to inform the audience, and keep creating great work, ultimately.
Jim Bankoff, Fox Media. Thanks very much. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.